Hello, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries. Our web address is crossandthrone.com. Spell it all out, crossandthrone.com. Our phone number, 847-312-4676. And again, that's 847-312-4676. And please go to our website. You can get these audio files for free there. You can download them, listen to them, and go back and check the references from the studies that we have here on this radio program. And if you want to keep this program on in your area, please help in the if you believe what we believe and you stand for this truth, please consider helping out in the requirements to pay our radio stations. Also on the website, get a copy. We make available the Companion Bible and the Companion Bible Appendices. One person recently told another a friend of mine that if he had access to the Companion Bible when he was younger, he would have never had to go on to seminary, and I would say that's true. You'll probably never get in 4 years of a seminary, or even 10 years, what you're going to get out of the Companion Bible. And that is just plain fact. And you might ask, how do I know? Because I know what comes out of the seminary, and I've read the Companion Bible. So anyway, this is just a great tool for you to be a student of the Word of God. Now today, our subject is morality versus Christianity. Morality versus Christianity. Some may not like that, but morality versus Christianity. Every religion has a set of morality it sets forth, and people think that just being moral means you're a Christian. But before we get into that, I want to read a verse in John chapter 1. In the Gospel of John chapter 1, it says, "As many as received him," this is verse 12, "but as many as received him," repeat that, "but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name." Christianity is receiving a person. Now, not every man that puts on a uniform is a soldier. It takes more than putting on a uniform to make him a soldier. He also might be able to be a soldier without a uniform. It is ordinarily expected that a soldier put on a uniform. Not every man that puts on morality is a Christian. It takes more than putting on morality to make a Christian. He might be able to be a Christian without much morality. It is ordinarily expected that a Christian be morally good. Obedience to the will of God is more important than morality. It was said of Abraham that he was the friend of God, but some of Abraham's heathen contemporaries put him to shame when it came to a question of morality. The great thing about Abraham was that he believed God. That belief was counted for righteousness. We have too much church literature nowadays which sets before the young people the idea that living the Christ life, as they put it, is to be morally upright. There is no hint of the necessity of becoming a new creature in Christ Jesus in this literature. There is no message about eternal life. But reformation is not enough for one who is dead in trespasses and sins. There is no amount of effort on our part that can quicken us. That is a work of God. Today we have on every hand great multitudes of church members who have no knowledge, no certainty of salvation. They belong to the church, attend when it is convenient, support it from a sense of duty, and hope they will make the grade when they die. They have no idea or realization that they are hopelessly lost. They trust in their works and morality to save them. They never dream that God might have one way of salvation and that they must go his way or else. Notice there's only one way of salvation, not multiple ways. All salvation that God will provide is through one person, the Lord Jesus. There's no other way of salvation. There are not many roads to God. These unfortunates who believe this are the ones who never read the Word. They have no interest in spiritual things. They have to be entertained and fed all the time. They have to have a big choir. They have to have 5 meetings a week. They have to have special classes and special groups for everything from bowling leagues to people who are left-handed. And that's what we have in the churches today. They love entertainment. They have no testimony before their fellow men. And if they do have a testimony, it's more about their testimony is the fact that they belong to a church or they brag about their church membership, not about Christ. It is this group that keeps so many others from receiving Christ. Now, I want to read a passage from Ephesians 2. Because on this subject of morality versus Christianity, it's important to realize we're not saying on this program that to live in a morally upright life is wrong. We're not saying that at all. But morality is secondary. Morality is what comes from the doctrine believed. And the morality is laid out in the scriptures after the doctrine. What we believe comes before what we do. In Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, a very often quoted passage, but I have not heard in the last 15 years on a radio program or from any Christian preacher, and this is a fact, in the last 15 years, and I'm only throwing that number out to say, as it were, I've never heard this expounded, is that this passage is never expounded properly. Verse 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Now notice that. "By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves." Let me repeat it again. "That not of yourselves." Let me repeat it again. "That not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So we have to clear all pretensions of man to think he can earn salvation. It's a gift of God. And then it says this, "For we are his workmanship." Notice, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, you cannot do good works until you first become God's workmanship. There is no process. There is no process of salvation. In other words, you don't work your way up gradually to become saved. It's one day you're lost, and the next day you're the next moment you're created in Christ Jesus. It's not a process. And it's not of works, but you're saved by grace through faith plus nothing. It's a gift of God. And at the moment of this faith, you become a new creation. You are created in Christ Jesus. You become God's workmanship. You cannot do work for God until you first become a workman of God. And this is important because you can't even have a right kind of morality until you have a right kind of doctrine. Doctrine guides true morality. There was a Christian song out that says, "I don't need doctrine or theology. It doesn't really mean that much to me right now," or something along those lines. And I think I know the sentiment of what this person was singing. But if this person would realize that even in the time of greatest need and in the time of death and losing your job or whatever the situation is, it's a doctrine that's going to guide your heart and mind in that bad time. Ephesians 1 through 3 gives you the doctrine. Ephesians 4 through 6 gives you the practice. And that's the right order. You have to have the right belief before you can have the right walk. And that is something we have to emphasize. And that brings me to my next point, is position and works. Your position and works. It is a well-known fact that in business, if a person is hired, he cannot begin work until he has been assigned to a position and receives that position. To attempt any work without an assignment would only result in confusion, if not in actual damage. Not only must a position be assigned, but some instructions must be given if the work is going to be satisfactory to the management. The same thing is true in the realm of spiritual things. A man who is just saved is in no position to do any good works. Yet think of the many thousands today who think that being saved is all there is to it. They assume no responsibility in any position. They think that being morally upright is all that is required after salvation. In fact, moral uprightness is considered in most circles to be a godly life. Now here, I'm about to say something, and this is going to be probably the most astonishing statement you're going to hear. And you're ready for this. A man may belong to church and lead a morally upright life and still be as rebellious as Satan against the will of God. Now let me repeat that. A man may belong to church, any church, and lead a morally upright life and still be as rebellious as Satan against the will of God. There is nothing more wicked. Now I hope that jarred you. In Ephesians 2:10, we find that after salvation, the new creation is accomplished, which makes the believer God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. These works are before ordained or set up that we should walk in them. I am basing this argument upon a literal translation of verse 1. In Ephesians 2:1, it is, here's how it should read, "And you being dead ones to the trespasses and to the sins." This is our state in grace and not by nature. The new creation follows, which is the result of our accepting our calling by faith. So Ephesians 2:1 builds on Romans 6. In Romans 6, we're dead to sin. Ephesians 2, he starts there, "And you being dead ones to the trespasses and sins." And then these believers, here Paul's message regarding the church, the body of Christ, and these believers accept this calling, and they are now a new creation, members of the one body. And this goes back to a point we made earlier, that you can have eternal life and still not be a member of the body of Christ, because it's one thing to have life, it's another thing to obtain a calling or a position. They have to be accepted by faith. A man may have life but no position. He may be saved but have no calling. He may be written in the book of life and have no hope. Now this may sound strange to some of you, and many of you, probably 99% of you, but that's because we have spent so much time listening to Christianese, which is the Christian language out there that's not biblical, that we don't have time to think. In John, the gospel goes out to the world. There are many people who believe in Christ. They have eternal life, but they are not members of the body of Christ, and they'll be raised at the great white throne and enter into the paradise on earth. And yet there are those today who have believed in Christ, and they also believe what God revealed through the Apostle Paul. And you cannot have a position in the body of Christ until first by faith you accept that calling as laid out in Paul's Ephesian epistle. And so I want to ask you out there, if you're a believer, if you believe in Christ, that's a great thing. But the next thing is, have you embraced the calling that Paul lays out in Ephesians? Furthermore, if a man does not accept the calling which is offered, he cannot strive for a crown or run for a prize. If you're not a member of the body of Christ, you can't run for a prize, as Philippians lays out. It would not be lawful for him to do so. If we would do what is that which is acceptable unto God, we must first find what position is offered to us and receive it by faith. And to do that, dear friend, read Ephesians and believe it. This is Dan Sheridan. Thank you for joining us today. And if some of this stuff is new to you, and it may sound strange to you, we only ask one thing, that you search the scriptures and see whether these things be so. Our web address is crossandthrone.com. Our phone number, 847-312-4676. Go to our website, get these downloads for free of our programs. Order a copy, get a copy of the Companion Bible if you don't have one. And for those of you who are interested in helping support the cost of these radio programs, we'd appreciate it if you like this message and you believe it and you want to see others hear the message of life and also the message of the calling of the body of Christ in Paul's letters. We are going to keep on proclaiming that, so consider us if you feel so inclined. And remember, until next time, the closer you draw near to Christ as he's revealed in the Word, the less ceremonial and religious you will be.